Welcome everyone to another deep dive. Today we're tackling something really important for all of us here at Academia BSB.
Yeah.
How to really get the most out of learning English.
I like that. Yeah, getting the most bang for your buck, right?
Right.
Because we see so many students putting in the time and the effort.
Absolutely.
But not always seeing those results they're hoping for.
Yeah, it's like they're missing some key ingredient in that recipe for success.
Exactly.
So we're talking about going beyond just showing up for class.
Right.
How to really actively use what you're learning inside and outside the classroom. And speaking of resources, I was actually looking through our class notes on the Academia BSB website.
Oh, yeah.
And the section on vocabulary building seems like a really good place to start.
Absolutely. Especially for me, as I'm still getting familiar with all the unique things we do here.
Oh, you're in for a treat. One of the things that really stands out about Academia BSB is the focus on practical, everyday vocabulary. Mm. It's not just about, you know, memorizing lists and lists of words. It's about learning the language you'll actually use in real life.
I see that.
Real world situations.
Yeah. They mentioned something called pragmatic sheets here.
Oh, yes.
How do those fit into this practical approach?
Well, imagine these sheets as a kind of visual toolbox for your vocabulary.
Okay.
So instead of just writing down a word and a definition,
right,
you create a little scene around it.
Interesting. So instead of just memorizing like apple,
right,
a student might draw a picture of an apple tree or maybe someone eating an apple pie.
Exactly. It's about making those words come alive, creating a mental picture that helps you remember them better. It's like building your own vocabulary Rolodex.
Okay.
With pictures.
I see. So it's more engaging and it's not just rote memorization.
Exactly. And it's not just about pictures. The website also encourages students to take active notes during class, jotting down new words, challenging words, words of those tricky pronunciations.
Yeah, it's about engaging with the language on multiple levels, not just passively listening.
You got it. Making those neural connections, solidifying those words in your memory.
It mentions a vernacular quadrants sheet as well. What's that all about?
Oh, that's one of my favorites. They're like a little sorting game you play with yourself at the end of each class. You take all those new words that you've learned and categorize them into different quadrants.
Categorize them based on what?
It could be anything that's relevant to you. Maybe you create a quadrant for words related to your hobbies.
Okay.
Another one for work, or even one for words you find particularly challenging.
So it's about personalizing those words, making them meaningful to your own life.
Exactly.
I can see how that would help internalize the words and connect them to your own experiences.
And, you know, it's not just about being able to understand the words. It's about being able to use them.
Right.
To express yourself confidently and effectively.
Yeah. Moving beyond simply knowing a word to actually using it as a tool for communication.
Now, I noticed something about programmatic handwriting sheets mentioned on the website.
Mm.
It seems they're especially helpful for younger students.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Learning a new language can feel overwhelming, especially for, you know, children and teenagers.
Yeah.
Providing them with that structure, that sense of progress.
Right.
Can make the process much less intimidating.
It's like giving them a roadmap for success.
Yeah.
One beautifully written word at a time.
And by incorporating that new vocabulary into writing activities, they get to see that practical application of what they've learned.
Yeah.
Turns the learning process into a rewarding experience, which is so important for maintaining that motivation.
It all comes back to making language learning engaging and enjoyable, right? Mm-hmm. If you enjoy the process, you're more likely to stick with it and make real progress.
You got it.
It's about fostering a love of language, not just a need to learn it.
This has been a great overview of how we approach vocabulary building here at Academia BSB, wouldn't you say?
It certainly has. I can already see how this approach is designed to help students truly own the language they're learning.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to explore when it comes to maximizing your language learning investment.
Before we move on, can you give me an example, like how you might encourage a student to use this approach in their own time?
Absolutely. Let's say a student is learning vocabulary related to cooking.
Okay.
I might suggest they create a pragmatic sheet with illustrations of different kitchen utensils, ingredients, and actions.
Uh-huh.
Then they could use those words to write their own recipe in English.
Oh, wow.
Or even try to follow a recipe from an English language cookbook.
Ah, so it's about bridging that gap between classroom learning.
Exactly.
And real world application.
And that's where the vernacular quadrants come in handy too.
Okay.
A student could create a quadrant specifically for kitchen vocabulary and add new words as they encounter them, whether it's in class, while watching a cooking show,
mm-hmm.
or even just browsing through a grocery store flyer.
That's a great way to keep the learning going outside of the classroom.
Mm.
But what about those students who feel self-conscious about using English in real-life situations? I know that can be a big barrier for some learners.
You're right. It's important to acknowledge that fear and provide them with the tools and encouragement they need to overcome it.
Yeah.
That's why we always emphasize the importance of creating a supportive and encouraging learning environment here at Academia BSB.
I've noticed that. Everyone here seems so friendly and approachable.
Right.
It's clear that fostering a positive learning atmosphere is a priority.
It really is. We want our students to feel comfortable taking risks, making mistakes, and learning from those mistakes.
Right.
Because let's face it, no one learns a language perfectly overnight.
Mistakes are inevitable.
Right.
It's all part of the process.
Precisely. In fact, I often tell my students that mistakes are their best teachers. Every time you make a mistake, you have an opportunity to learn something new, to refine your understanding,
yeah,
to get a little bit closer to fluency.
So how do we encourage students to embrace those mistakes and to see them as valuable learning opportunities?
Well, for starters, we model that behavior ourselves.
Okay.
You know, we're not afraid to laugh at our own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we create a classroom culture where it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
We celebrate effort and progress, not perfection.
That's so important.
Yeah.
It takes the pressure off and allows students to relax and enjoy the learning process.
Exactly. And when students feel relaxed and comfortable, they're more likely to take risks, experiment with the language, and ultimately make faster progress.
Now, aside from creating a supportive environment, are there any specific strategies we can suggest to students to help them overcome this fear of making mistakes?
Absolutely. One thing I always recommend is to start small.
Okay.
Instead of trying to have a complex conversation right away, focus on using simple phrases and expressions in everyday situations.
Like ordering a coffee in English,
yes,
or asking for directions, or
yes,
even just greeting someone with a friendly hello.
These small interactions help build confidence and fluency without feeling overwhelmed.
Right.
And as students become more comfortable, they can gradually increase the complexity of their interactions.
I like that approach.
Yeah.
It's about building a solid foundation and then gradually expanding from there.
Another helpful strategy is to find a language partner or join an online community where you can practice speaking English in a safe and supportive environment.
Right. It's about finding opportunities to use the language authentically, even if it's not in a formal classroom setting.
And don't underestimate the power of immersion. Encourage your students to surround themselves with English as much as possible.
Okay.
That could mean watching movies and TV shows in English, listening to English music, or even just changing the language settings on their phone or computer.
So it's about creating a mini English-speaking world for themselves, even if they're not physically in an English-speaking country.
It's about making English a part of their daily life.
Right.
Not just something they study in a textbook. And the more they expose themselves to the language, the more natural and intuitive it will become.
This all sounds incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
But what about those students who struggle with staying motivated? Learning a language is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
And it's easy to lose steam along the way.
You're absolutely right. Motivation is key. That's why it's so important to celebrate those small victories along the way.
Yes.
Acknowledge their progress, no matter how small it may seem, and help them see how far they've come.
It's about focusing on the positive.
Yeah.
Recognizing the effort and dedication they're putting in,
mm-hmm,
and reminding them why they started learning English in the first place.
Exactly. Maybe they want to travel the world, communicate with family and friends, advance their career, or simply enjoy their favorite books and movies in the original language.
Right.
Whatever their reasons, helping them connect with those goals can reignite their passion and keep them moving forward.
This has been a fantastic deep dive into some of the key strategies for getting the most out of learning English.
It really has.
We've covered a lot of ground, from practical vocabulary building techniques to creating immersive learning environments, mm, and fostering a positive and supportive learning atmosphere.
And you know what's really exciting is that these strategies can be applied to any language, not just English.
That's true. The principles of active learning, engagement, and immersion are universal.
Absolutely.
Well,
so whether you're learning English, Spanish, French, or any other language, the key is to be an active participant in your own learning journey.
Yes.
Take ownership, experiment, have fun, and don't be afraid to make mistakes along the way.
Well said. It's all about finding what works best for you.
Yes.
And creating a learning experience that is both effective and enjoyable.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I'd love to leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Something to really ponder as they continue on their language learning adventures.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Let's hear it.
Think about this. What's one small step you can take today to make English a more active part of your life? It doesn't have to be anything grand or complicated.
All right.
Maybe it's watching a 5-minute YouTube video in English.
Okay.
Trying to use a new phrase you learned in a conversation with a classmate.
Right.
Or even just writing down a grocery list in English.
Those are great examples. It's all about those small, consistent actions that build momentum over time.
Exactly. Remember, language learning is a journey, not a destination.
It is.
It's about enjoying the process,
embracing
those aha moments, and celebrating every little bit of progress you make along the way.
And it's about remembering why you started this journey in the first place.
Right.
Hold on to that vision, that desire to connect, to communicate, to experience the world in a new and richer way.
Beautifully said. And on that note, I think it's only fitting to end with our Academia BSB motto. Mm. It's not only about the language, it's all about communication.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep communicating.
So think about this. What one small change could you make today to start using the English you're learning more actively in your daily life?
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, anything big or drastic.
Right.
Maybe it's just watching a 5-minute YouTube video in English.
Yeah.
Trying to use a new phrase that you learned in a conversation with a classmate, or even just writing your grocery list in English.
Oh, I like that. Those are great examples. It's those small, consistent actions that really add up over time.
Exactly. Remember, language learning, it's a journey, not a destination.
It is.
So enjoy the process, embrace those aha moments, and celebrate every little victory along the way.
And never lose sight of why you started learning English in the first place. You know, hold on to that vision, that desire to connect with others, to communicate, to experience the world in a new and richer way.
Beautifully said. And on that note, I think it's only fitting to end with our Academia BSB motto. It's not only about the language, it's all about communicating.
This podcast was created by Academia BSB's team to help students out with remembering, retaining, retrieving, mirroring, practicing, and building up their own communication style. Visit our online platform and stay connected with your progress. Academia BSB, it's not only about the language, it's about communication.